Okay, because what I've came to terms and understood that a lot of people they can't make that step is because they suffer from past experiences, whether it's
Okay.
trials and tribulations through social upbringing or just frankly trauma. I mean, me, I've experienced trauma in my life, a horrible situation that I wish no individual to ever go through. And to this day, I can see it on anybody's face. They can put on a
Gotcha.
smile, they can pretend like it never happened, but
Gotcha.
only I know. I'm sure anybody else has been in my shoes would be like, I know what you've been, and I'm sorry that you've been through that.
Got it.
And I can tell with people who have been through those kind of things. And that's what holds a lot of us back. But how do we get past that? How do we rise above that? Now, that comes down to bringing your emotions that are attached to that previous experience, because that previous experience has locked in your age, has locked in your mindset. Have you ever
Right.
noticed a 47-year-old boy child or man child? Well, that is linked to that. But in order to get past that issue that we're suffering from,
Right.
we have to look at it from a neutral perspective,
Okay.
eliminate the emotions, and purge that shit. You have to
Right,
get it
right.
out. Otherwise, if you keep it in, it's just going to keep you at a halt. You're plateaued. You're peaked. You ain't going any further in life. In fact, it's all downhill. I still believe in if we aren't improving, we're degrading. There's no stagnation. The reason within anxiety is because they do err on the side of caution. They're afraid to display themselves. That's why we wear, it's what they call in a sociological perspective, is a social mask. We
Okay.
usually wear three to four different ones. One's for occupation, one's for our peers, one's for our family, and then we have no mask. It's our intimate self. And we rarely ever show that with people. And the
Right.
people that do show that are the ones that are very successful because
Right.
they've learned to harness all of these abilities and these talents and just embrace their vulnerabilities as their authentic self, as I always say. We're in a global information era where it's digital information now. We need to develop the motivation, but also maintain the commitment to continue to move forward because now we don't have people telling us what to do anymore. We're
Right.
relying on ourselves, relying on our spouses or what motivates us from the very beginning. If it's not core values, it's going to be your children. It's going to
Right.
be you have bills to pay. I mean, whatever motive, that's what's we're relying on now. So people need something that can give them the edge so they can focus and connect the clarity to their life. That is the root of everything, is the trauma that's been instilled. I mean, and if it once that's cleared out of the way, which will take a lifetime to do, but once you get a hold of it and you can live with it, then
Right.
you have to relearn the fundamentals because everybody that grew up without the trauma, they learn the basic math skills,
Right. Right.
education. Well, with somebody who is suffering with a very, very intense trauma where you can't sleep at night, you can't focus, and you just dread going home every day. You'll do whatever it takes to stay at school.
Right.
You don't even remember a damn thing you've learned. What can I do to help me? Because
Right.
that's really what it comes down to. It's not what other people can do, it's what I can do. And it's one is being able to reflect in the moment and feel what I'm feeling and then understand it. Don't ignore it, but learn to thrive off it. I use it as ammunition to go further, to go
Gotcha.
harder.
Gotcha.
That's
Gotcha.
how I operate. At that point, once they can get to that next level, then they can understand why things happen. If they want to know why it happened now, they're not
Right.
going to understand. They
Right.
need to rise above this first
Right.
without trying to understand, but just to know that me moving forward, me getting to this next level, it will lead to a better outcome. And once I get there, then only then I can understand why this happened. Because when we look back at our traumas, we don't even account for the fact that we're rationalizing with our adult mindset when that shit
Right.
happened as a kid.
You've been listening to Your Transformation Station, your voice on the hard truths of leadership. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. Remember, Your Transformation Station is on all major platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, and YouTube at YTS The Podcast. And visit the website at ytsthepodcast.com. Till next time.